Tonight, Burlington's City Council will decide whether to keep a controversial street design pilot through the winter. The North Avenue pilot project was implemented this summer to test out new road features, the most prominent of them a reduction of the number of lanes from 4 down to 3. Critics have said the new design will increase travel time, and the city has not listened to concerns about the project. VPR's Liam Elder Connors has more.
It's about 5 o'clock on a Wednesday. I'm riding my bike down North Ave, and it's about rush hour, and there's not a ton of traffic out. I'm not seeing large numbers. Anecdotally, it doesn't seem like the flow is any slower or faster.
Overarching theme is that, yes, we've seen the travel times increase and the side street wait times, but we think they're within reason.
Jason Charest is Senior Transportation Planning Engineer with the Chittenden County Regional Planning Commission. The Planning Commission's in charge of the data collection efforts to monitor and evaluate the North Avenue pilot project. Charest says even though there's been an increase in travel time, there have been fewer crashes.
2014 was 23 total, 2015 was 12 total, and 2016 was 9, and those are all for the months of July and August.
They've gone down.
Yeah. I'm hesitant to say that this is a pattern, because it's only been 2 months.
So that's one of the reasons that we have always considered running the pilot for up to a year so that we can really look at the full year's worth of crash data.
Nicole Loesch is Senior Transportation Planner at the Department of Public Works in Burlington, and she's also the project manager for the North Avenue pilot project. She says the whole point is to make the area safer. She says going from 4 lanes to 3 lanes reduces the number of conflict points and eliminates swerving behaviors from people trying to get around other cars. Getting rid of a lane also made space for a bike lane in each direction.
And by creating these separate areas for everybody to turn, to go straight with a bike lane, it's more predictable. And in areas that have tried these kind of conversions in other parts of the country, they've shown a pretty substantial decrease in the number of crashes and the severity of crashes. So that's one of the things that we're hoping that we'll see in this project.
The Department of Public Works is collecting 3 types of data: safety data, traffic data, and public opinion. And it's this final set of information, public opinion, that's generated some controversy. Some residents feel their objections to the project haven't been taken into account. Karen Rowell is a resident of the New North End.
It was a predetermined outcome that they were going for, and they're just basically tricking us into thinking that we have had a public input process that was honest.
Rowell says North Avenue wasn't unsafe before, and she doesn't trust the data that DPW is collecting. She also thinks that the public opinion survey DPW put out should have asked a simple question. Do residents like the change of North Avenue?
Did that question get on the survey? No. It's, oh, what do you think about this? You know, a whole bunch of questions that can be analyzed multiple ways, and they're the ones analyzing it.
The most recent public opinion survey was only available online. Chapin Spencer, head of the Department of Public Works, says it was online only because the department had to make a recommendation to the council by mid-fall. He says they didn't ask a simple yes or no question on the survey because they wanted to understand how the public felt about various parts of the project.
From a policy perspective, it's very hard to understand the will of the voter if it's strictly an up or down, if there are many components of a pilot that need to be evaluated.
The Burlington City Council will decide Monday night if the project continues through the winter. If it does, the Department of Public Works will keep collecting data and conduct another public opinion survey in the spring, and that survey will include a paper version. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.